Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Yud Ches. We are up to Sif Vav, the last line on page 270. The Mechaber says in Sif Vav, Kli sheyesh bo davar cham shayat zoleves bo. You have a vessel that has in it something that is hot to the point of yad zoleves bo. So mutter lahanicho b'shabes al gabe kedera. You're allowed to place it on Shabbos on top of a pot, hatmuna, that is insulated, kidei sheyishmor chumo, in order to keep in the heat, velo yitzdani, it shouldn't get cold. So you have a pot with something that is hot in it, it's yatzol at this bow. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to place it on Shabbos on top of another pot that is insulated in order to keep in the heat on the top pot, and it should not cool off. V'yochol latuach piv bebotzek, and you're allowed to smear the mouth, the connection between them, as we'll see, with dough, im yeshlo botzek shanolosh me esmol. If you have dough that was kneaded from before Shabbos, you can use the dough to seal in the insulation, as we'll see. Aval ein manichin kli sheyeshbo dover she'eino cham kolkach gabe kederi shechama kolkach. But you cannot place a kli that has something in it that is not so hot on top of a pot that is very hot. The top pot is going to turn hot from the bottom pot until the point that the top pot is going to reach Yad Soled Esbo. That's not allowed. So if the top pot is hot, we'll see, Lefidu Mechaber L'shitasu is Yad Soled Esbo. You can place it on top of an insulated pot, and as we'll see, you could even include it in the insulation that's going on the bottom pot on Shabbos and keep the heat in the upper pot. But if the upper pot is not so hot, the bottom one is very hot, then you can't place it on top at all because the bottom pot is going to heat up the top pot to get to a point of Yad Soledes Bo. Let's see the Mishnah Brura beginning in Sifkat Mentes. So, Dover Cham Shayad Soledes Bo. So what we have over here is a pot with food in it or liquid in it, as we'll see, that is at the point of Yad Soledes Bo. You want to keep in the heat, so you're going to include it in the insulation of the Kedera that's beneath. Hamechaber ozel l'shitase b'sif dalid. The Shulchan Aruch over here is going l'shitase like we had earlier in Sif Dalid. The im nitzdanin tzas, that if the hot dish cooled off a little bit at she'ena yad soledes bo, until the point that it goes below yad soledes bo, yesh bo od mishum bishul. The Mechaber told us yesh bishul achar bishul once it goes below yad soledes bo. Aval lefima shekasav ramah ba'agav b'sif tezvav. But what we saw quoted earlier in the Mishnah Brura from the Ramah that we'll see soon in Sif Tezvav, Dinuhagim lahatirim lo nitzanin legamri, that we allow a second bishul even if it is below Yad Soledes Bo, as long as it did not cool off totally, as long as it's still warm. So imkain lo bo'inan Yad Soledes Bo. So then lefi our shita, lefi the Ramah, we do not need Yad Soledes Bo. So you have to read this halacha more leniently. The Mechaber says a kli that's so hot that it's Yad Soledes Bo, you're allowed to insulate it. According to what we hold, even if it is still warm, but it's way below Yad Soledes Bo, this would still be mutter to include the upper pot that's warm with the insulation of the lower pot. Because there is no problem of bishul achar bishul, even by liquids, when the first liquid, the top liquid, is still warm. Sifkata nun, soledes bo. Again, l'fidu mechaber, a kli that has something cham, that is Yad Soledes Bo. V'afilu lo nisbashal kol tzarko. Even if it is not yet fully cooked, the aminan le'elbis of dal, what we learned earlier in Sadal, the yesh bo mishum bishul afilu b'roseach, there is an iser of bishul. If it's not yet fully cooked, even if it's boiling hot, so why is it allowed over here that you're putting the dish that has the food that's yad so lettuce bo, but not fully cooked, on top of a pot underneath it that's going to continue to cook? Shani hocha. Here it's different than it's permissible. Do lo yovo ayidei ze lidei bishul gomer. Because it's not going to get cooked completely. Rakshi yishtamre chumo besocho. Zaptataz, you're not trying to cook the upper dish, you're just trying to keep it warm, and therefore it would be mutter. Avol, as you probably assumed, harvei achronim chokim alov. Many achronim argue on this. Visviralu, and they hold the eino mutter rakbinis bashul kotzerko. This whole din of putting the kli that's on top, that's Yad Soledes Bo, or Lefias, it's warm, on a bottom pot that's boiling hot, that's insulated, and including it in insulation, that's only going to be, according to many Achronim, if the top pot is already fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, obviously you have to be concerned that maybe it's going to get a little more cooked, and that's going to be a big problem. The cost of a sefer by Mordechai, the bechol tzarko, if it is fully cooked, like we're saying, afilu yeh mitzamik v'yofalo, al yedei hamodazu, even though the food is going to get better, it's going to become more geshmak through this standing on top of the other pot, gam kein shori, it's still mutter. So the Achronim argue with the Taz, and they say as long as it's fully cooked, it's okay. So to my Mordechai, even if it's mitzamik v'yofalo, but it's fully cooked, that's also going to be okay. What is okay? Sefkata nun aleph, we said to place it on top of a very hot pot that is insulated. So the bottom pot was insulated with garments from before Shabbos. The Ashmeina, the Chiddush over here, the Mechaber is telling us is the Mutter Lahaniach Hakli Tachas Habigodim Shekisu Banakadera. You're allowed to include the upper vessel in the insulation of the garment that was covering the Kedera on the bottom from before Shabbos. The Av She'ein Tomnim B'Shabbos, even though we hold you can't do Atmana on Shabbos. Even if it's not going to add heat, but it's going to keep in heat, you can't do it on Shabbos. Hach over here. Since here the insulation on the bottom kedera was done from before Shabbos. L'tzorech ha-kedera, for the needs of the bottom kedera. Dezeh mutter, because that's mutter, you're allowed to do atmana before Shabbos. Dover she'eino mosav hevel, you're just keeping in the heat. V'lochein, therefore, in this galso ha-kedera, if the bottom pot got revealed, it got opened, the insulation fell off, the mutter l'chasosa, in which case the halacha is when something was insulated properly before Shabbos, it comes off on Shabbos, you are allowed to re-insulate it on Shabbos. So not only can you re-insulate the bottom kedera, but mutter l'chasos derech agav, gam ha-kli she'esh bo ha-davar cham. Not only can you re-insulate the bottom kedera that was insulated properly before Shabbos, but now you could include in the re-insulation the top kli that you place on top of the kedera. Now from the Lashon Mishabura, it's clear where he says in the first white line, l'chein im nisgalsa ha-kedera, if it got undone on its own. But if you look at note 73, it brings down from the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, v'af legalos es ha-kedera l'chatchila, even to open up and to reveal the pot l'chatchila, u'lehaniach al-gabu kli, and to place on it a kli, v'loshevu l'chasos, and then to join together the two of them with the insulation, the Shlomo Zalman says that it's mutter. The host of an is on she'afal pisha mishabura cause of loshen is galsa. Zakar Shlomo Zalman, even though the Chavos Chaim writes a loshen of it got revealed, yitochin she'kosav came mishum she'kachi al loshen mishchanar chel. It could be that just a borrowed loshen of the mechaber, but lemaisa Zakar Shlomo Zalman, you are allowed to take off the insulation of the bottom pot, re-insulate it, including in that insulation the top pot. Not only that, you're allowed to seal the opening and to make it even more closed by using dough. Sevkotan and days, Kedesha lo yetze chumo, in order that the heat shall not go out. Umari b'she'enu muktzah, obviously we're talking about dough over here that is not muktzah. Normally dough would be considered muktzah. Why would the dough not be muktzah? Kegon de tzarech habotzik l'tanagolim shebebeso, because you needed this dough for the tanagolim that you have in your house. Fine. Va'ayim b'mogen avrum. The mogen avrum says, Ditafko b'botzik shu'enu bar meruach. You dafka can put around dough, because dough is something that doesn't shmir. It doesn't shmir, so there's no isra of mimareach. Aval, bishava, vizefesotit, when it comes to wax, or tar, or clay, shu dover hamismareach, those are things that shmir, there's a problem, an additional problem. So usr mishum mareach, you can't seal in the insulation by using those materials, that would be an isra of mimareach. Ukeinyat isra lelach, we saw earlier in Simon Shin Yudalas of Yudalath, the osir litein shava b'nekev achavis l'sasmo. You're not allowed to use wax to plug up a hole in a barrel. Mipnei shum emareach. That's smoothing out. That's not allowed. So that's the Magen Avraham. Daf kado, not these other materials that are able to be smoothed out. That's a separate isser. The Taz argues ve'ataz kosov the botzek nami bar meruachu. He holds that dough is also smooth outable. Ella hatam de'ein bazem mishum meruach. Why is there no problem with the dough? Because of meruach. Lefish she'ein makbid olov ledabik oso batov. You're not so makbid to make sure it's so smoothed out around and it's done so well. Rak shelo yemagula lagamri shelo yiskarer. You're just trying to make it not so open so it shouldn't cool off. But you're not going so crazy. You don't care that every point is smeared and you're not going to start doing the ruach over there. That's why the dough is mutter. It's not a din in the dough. It's a din in what you're doing. You're just trying to keep the heat in so you don't go so crazy. Aval sham, but the case of the barrel, we have a hole in the barrel. Gabi nekev achavis kopir alei l'dabik hetev. You're very makbid that you should plug it up well. Ulachliko saviv hanekev, and to smooth it out around the nekev. Shalo yosef hayayin achutza. You don't want the wine spilling out. Adkan dvarav. So Zakta Taz, the chilek is not dough and other materials, whether they're shmirable, not shmirable. All those things are a problem of memareach. The issue over here is that we're not worried that you'll come to smooth it out because you're not so makbid. You're just trying to do a general job to keep the heat in. You're not trying to prevent water from coming out. If you're trying to prevent the wine from coming out, then you're very makbid. Then you're going to smooth it out. According to this, obviously, if all you're doing is keeping in the insulation so that you're not so makbid, so not only is it mutter to do it with the dough, it will be mutter with the wax or the clay as well. But according to Magen Avraham, the chiluk is dough versus other materials, so dough is mutter, other materials are aser. Sivkata nun gimel, avol ein manichin. The last point the Mechaber said was, but you can't place a kli that's not hot on top. According to the Mechaber, not yatzul adesvo. According to the Ramah, if it's not warm, you can't place it on top of a hot pot, because the hot pot is going to come to heat up the top pot, where it's a point of an isra bishul achar bishul. Says the Mishabura, the tavshil shenitzdanin, a dish that cooled off, kaimalon b'sivdalad, we paskin in sivdalad, the yesh bishul achar bishul. There is a problem of bishul after bishul. The alkein, and therefore, asar afilu lo hitminam klal b'shum davar. So even if there was no hatmana involved, you just placed pot A on top of pot B is boiling hot, pot A, lefiyas has cooled off already, that's going to be a problem. The hanimi libidavar lach, but obviously that's only a problem if it is something that is liquid. Aval bedavar yavish, but if it's dry, afilu nitzanin legamri shari, we learned ein bishlach abishul by something that is dry, so then it will for sure be mutter. Kidul akamei b'sivches, like we'll see later in sivches. So this last point of the mechaber, when the top pot is liquid and it has cooled off, let's say lefi the ramah, it's cold now, to put it on top of a boiling hot pot that it's going to get heated up, so that is a problem if it's going to get the yatzal adesbo of bishul achar bishul. Even if you don't do any insulation, just stop putting one pot on top of the other. The top pot is able to get heated up. Even if in your mind you're not going to leave it there so long, so it's not going to get so hot, we're worried, you might forget. Like we'll see later on in Siv Yudalid. That is Sivav, to summarize. You have a hot pot on the bottom, you have a pot on top that is also either warm with either Ramah, or Yatzalezba lefi the Mechaber, you are allowed to include the top pot in the bottom kederis insulation. That is mutter, because there's ein bishul achar bishul when it is already still hot, lefi the Ramah, or sli Yatzalezba lefi the Mechaber. But if the top pot is cold and it's liquid, so then we have a problem of bishul achar bishul, you would not be allowed to place the top pot at all on top of the bottom pot if it can get the Yatzalezba, even if you don't insulate it, because that will be a problem of bishul achar bishul. Says the Mechaber, Vaitas of Zayin. Yesh mefarshim, there are those who say, the hodesh shari lahaniach kli sheyesh bo davar cham agabe kedera atmuna, that which we just discussed in Sivav, that you're allowed to place a kli that has something hot in it on top of a pot that is insulated, afilu kli atatun al ha'esh shari, even if the bottom pot is on the fire. Let's say you have a crock pot and it's on the fire, meaning it's on the heating element. There's no ablech there at all. It's not covered. So you have a pot on the fire. So one shita says you can put the warm food on top of that hot pot, even though it's on the fire. V'yesh mefarshim shem kliat tachton al ha'esh l'olam aser. There are those who say no. If the bottom pot is on the fire, that's always going to be aser. So here we have a machlokas. If the bottom pot is hot, but it's on the fire, so then are we makbet to place the top pot on top of it or not? Zokta mishaburah sekatanun hei. Afilu klitatun on the fire. Hatam, the reason why they're lenient is dekevan shakidera mavsekes. Since there is a pot on the bottom separating between the fire and the top kli, ika hekera tuva. It's recognizable that you are not cooking. The eno nirukim mavashel. Again, there's no real isra mavashel over here. The top pot is warm or it's hot, so there's no isra bishel, but is it nirukim mavashel? So they say there's a pot with food in between the two, so that is certainly not going to be near Kama Vashel, and that's why it's mutter, even though the bottom kadeira is on the fire. Umayri shahoya haklim bevushal kol tzarka. Again, we're dealing in a case where the top pot was fully cooked. Sivkotan and vav, they're more machmir, if the bottom pot is on the fire, it's usr. Svirlu, they hold, the al yedei kadeira hamafsekas, through the pot that's separating between the kli on top and the fire, havi kamo kira grufa, it's just like an oven where you swept out the coals. You're allowed to do shahia there, you're allowed to leave it on from before Shabbos, you're allowed to do chazara, but you can't place something on an oven that even if the coals were cleaned out, you can't put it on Shabbos, and that's what you'll be doing over here. The pot that is separating between the fire and the kli on top is no different than a regular oven that is cleaned out. The ayin mashak asadnu l'kameh halacha k'dei rishona, as we'll see shortly, in the next sit, the halacha is like the first shita, that we are lenient, that if there's a fire and there's a pot, you can place a kli on top of it with warm food or hot food, and it's not considered nerukah mevashel. We say the pot that's separating the fire and the kli makes it clear that you're not cooking, and therefore there's no real isra bishul, which there isn't, that the top pot is still warm, l'fi the Ramah, so that's going to be mutter. We're going to see the same machlokas over here, Vayter and Sivches now. Lohaniyat dovar kar, to place something cold, shenisbashel kol tzarko, that's fully cooked, al gabe mechom shal ha'ish, so you want to warm up something cold on top of something that is very hot, that is on the fire. So you want to put on top of your pot that's on the fire something that is cold but fully cooked. So yesh omrim shedino kemanicho keneged hamedura. Some say it has the same thing as placing it next to a fire. V'chol davar shemuter lanicho keneged hamedura b'mokum shayasol ledesbo. Anything you're allowed to place next to a fire in a location where it's yatsol ledesbo, kigon sheyavish. For example, it's dry. So mutter lanicho agave mechom shal agave yesh. So you can also place it on top of the pot that's on the fire. On the pot on top of the fire, as long as it's dry, and you're allowed to put it next to the fire, there's no isser of bishl achar bishl, it's dry, so you'll be allowed to put it on top of the pot as well. V'yesh omrim dahave kimeniach agave kira l'chatchila. Some say no, it's like placing it on top of a kira initially for the first time. V'asra afilu nisbashal kol tzarko, looks like cooking, and it's asr even if it is fully cooked. V'afilu mistamik v'ralo, even if it's going to get worse as you cook it, it's still asr. V'afilu im nos no sham lishmar chumo, even if you're only putting it there to keep in the heat, it is asr. V'risho nir ikir, and the first opinion, as we'll see, the first opinion of Ches is the same as the first opinion of Zayin, and the halacha is like that shita. U'mikom akom still, imhu tavshil sheyesh bo rotev, if it is a dish that has liquid, umitzamik v'yafel, and as it cooks more, it's going to get better. So also divrei hakol, then for sure it's going to be usher. It's cold, it's liquid, yesh bishul achar bishul, that would not be allowed. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkata Nun Zayin. You'll notice in Sivches, the Mechaber said, l'ania dover kar. Siv Zayin, he said, yesh b'farshin, d'hadah shor l'ania klish, yesh b'dover cham. Zayin was dover cham. Ches is davar kar, zokta mishabura, nun zayin. Sif zev is sif zayin. Sif ches and sif zayin, inyan echeru, it's the same din. Ve elu hashtei deyo shebe sif zeh, him asman shebe sif zayin. The same exact machlokas in sif zayin is the same machlokas in sif ches. Elo, disha mari bedavar lach. Sif zayin was discussing liquid. The imhoya mitzdanin yeshbo mishum bishul. And if it would be cold, it would be an isra bishul achar bishul. Lekach kosav kli sheyesh bo davar cham. That's why Sif Zayin is talking specifically something that's hot, because it's liquid. You need it to be warm or hot in order to avoid bishul achar bishul. V'hocha in Sif Ches, ayri bo davar yavish. Here we're dealing with something that is dry. Da'afilu nitzdanin, even if it's cold, ein bo od mishum bishul. So that's why it discusses cham over there, kar over here, but it's the same machlokas. Can you place something that has no iser of bishul achar bishul on top of a pot that's on the fire? Do we say the fact there's a pot separating, it makes it not anymore looking like you're cooking? Or do we say, no, the pot doesn't do anything, it's just like putting it on a swept out kira, which is a place where you normally cook, and it looks like mevashel? So that's the machlokas in both sifim. Are we worried of milsik and mevashel when you place the already cooked item when there is no real iser bishul achar bishul on top of a pot that's on the fire? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Chol Dover Shemuter Lanicho. The first shita says whatever you could put next to the fire, you could put on top of the pot. Tahainu, kol mash and this bar of dalad, whatever we learned this of dalad, the aimbo mishum bishul, where there is no problem of bishul achabishul, kigom biyave shafil mitzdanim, for example, something that's dry, even if it's cold, umutu ashosa with kirishon, you will even be able to put that food item in a kirishon again. So hu adin, the mutu anichel neged amadura, so too you can place it across from a fire, rochok tzak, a little bit distanced, the lo chayshin on the chitu, we shouldn't be worried that you'll stoke the coals, but a little to the side, is mutter, kemavur bisif tesvav. So whatever is mutter over there, where there's no isra, bishal habishal, you can also put on top of the pot that's on the fire. So kotu nutes, meichom shalgabihesh, even though when it comes to an oven that's already swept out from the fire, lo shari b'simen reishon gimel, we are not allowed to put a lechatchila in that oven, even though there's no coals there, lechatchila, elo chazara, you're only allowed to return it if it was there already. You can't put it for the first time there on Shabbos. Aval aniach lechatchila aser. So even a cleaned out oven from the coals, you can't put a pot there for the first time on Shabbos, even though there's no bishul going on, because it's milchsik hamavashel. So over here, even though we have the pot on the bottom, that is separating between the upper kli and the fire, my have, how is that allowed? It's milsik and mavashel. Answers the Mishabura, tzarech lomar disvirla. L'deyazo, you have to say this sheet to hold, like we explained before. The avsokas hamecham, the separation of this pot, afilu be'ena grufa, even if there's a real fire underneath, it's not clean out from the fire. It's odif mekira grufa. It's better to put food on top of a pot that is over a fire than to put it on the floor of an oven that is cleaned out from the fire. Why? Tahasam hakidero medas agave kira. Because there you're putting the pot on the oven, on the stove. Shumakum shederach levashel tamid. You're placing the kli in the place that you normally cook. It happens to be it's not cooking now because there's no coals there. You swept it out, but you're putting it in the place where it cooks. V'nira kimavashel. Therefore, it's usher because it looks like you're cooking. Aval bekansho medas agave kidera. But here, you're putting it on top of a pot. She'ein derech bishul b'kav. That's not how you normally cook. You don't cook something on top of a pot that's on the fire. V'lochein shari aflo aniach l'chachil. That's why it's mutar l'chachil to place it there. That is identical, again, to the first shita that we discussed in Siv Zayin. That is shita number one, which the Mechaber says, is the Iker shita. The second shita says, no, on top of a pot is the same thing with a clean out oven, and there is a problem with Sikim Abashel. The Mishabura says, in Siv Kodan Samech, Rishon Nir Iker. The Mechaber said, the first shita, which is more lenient, appears proper. Which means, if you have a liquid dish, which is still warm, or a dry dish that's cold, you're allowed to put it on top of a kli that is on the fire. It is not milsik mavashel. There is no problem bishul achabishul. It's 100% mutter. V'chein pasak al yirabah v'agro, and so too pasans al yirabah v'agro. V'koi nami ahodis of Zion. Like we said before, this psak is going also on Siv Zion. D'inyin echaru, it's the same idea. Kemosh ha'gasadim l'malak, we explained before in the beginning of the Sif. Siv kodan samach aleph. But everything changes if there's rotev there. The last line of the Mechaber was, Mikom mokom im hutashel sheesh bo rotev. If it is a dish that has a sauce, umitzamek v'yafalo, by getting heated up more, it becomes more geshmak, osir ledivri akol, then putting it on top of the pot, on top of the fire, will be osir according to everyone. Says the Mishabura, dekevan sheesh bo rotev, since there is liquid there, kvar posak ha-mechaber l'elbis et dalde b'nstanim. And Mechaber re'pasin et dalde, if it's cold, yesh bishul achar bishul. There is an iser of bishul, even though it was already once cooked. Umemelo aser lidno agave mecham cham. Therefore, it's aser to place it on top of this mecham that is hot. Af in eino agave ha'ish. Even though it is the food itself is not going on top of the fire. The kanal b'sevav, like we said earlier tonight in Sevav. Sevkadas habeis umesavik v'yafalo. So if it's liquid and it gets more geshmak as it gets cooked, that you should know. This lashon, if it's liquid and it gets better with more cooking, that is all the lashon of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who holds it's only us if it's mistamek v'yofalo. He's going l'shitasa, which the Ramah quoted him and Paskin like him in the Ramah in Sif Dalet. The dafka b'mistamek v'yofalo. Dafka, there's an isra bishul achar bishul when it's going to get better with the cooking. Oz yesh bishul achar bishul. Uladina kfar kasadnu elbis of dalid the halacha geshar poskim. But we passed already earlier in the Mishabura, the halacha is not like that Rama, not like Rabbi Yeruchim. It's not only also in a mistamek viyafalo, but rather the aim machalkim. Is that when I'm a chalik, whether it's mistamek viyafalo, mistamek viralo, either way, there is the same isra bishlach abishal. The af ha machaber efshe the sover kain kamosha sasam shon. And it could be the machaber really holds that way like he sows him. He's not machalik. That either way, whether it gets better with more cooking, doesn't get better with more cooking, there will be an isra bishlach abishal if it is cold liquid. Ella delisha the rabbina yeruchim nakiv azel. But over here, the machaber is just borrowing the lashon of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, but lav dafka that he holds that way. The earlier time when the Ramah brought to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the machaber was not machalik. It could very well be the machaber agrees with all the other poskim that argue on Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Ramah and say that it's usur bishalach abishal by a davar lach, even if it's mesamek viralo. We will stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Sivtes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.